There's no apparent relationship between a man who lived on Prince of Wales Island 10,300 years ago and present-day Southeast Alaska natives, but the connection may still be there, waiting to be discovered. The remains of the man, known as Shukaka, or Man Ahead of Us, was found in On Your Knees Cave. Dr. Brian Kemp is a molecular anthropologist at Washington State University who uses genetics to research relationships of Indigenous American populations. He returned to Juneau during Celebration 2010 last week to explain his findings. Kemp says they were able to extract from Shukaka's tooth a sample of mitochondrial DNA. That's a smaller genetic sequence located outside of a cell's nucleus that's only passed on maternally.
So the genome is very large. There's lots of A, G, C's, and T's, 3 billion of them. A lot of those A, G, C's, and T's code for nothing. They don't affect the way we act, they don't affect the way we look. And we call this junk DNA. And it changes at a regular rate, and it has no effect on us. And we just accumulate changes over time and pass those on to our offspring. Now, the important thing about this junk DNA is that we bring our junk DNA everywhere we go.
Within that junk DNA are five different genetic patterns, or haplogroups, that Native Americans are believed to have brought with them from Asia. Shukaka had an extremely rare genetic pattern called haplogroup D. It's been traced to present-day natives in the Ohio River Valley, Southern California, Mexico, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, and down to Chile and Argentina.
And so this pattern is very curious. Only 1.5% of Native Americans carry this type. Look at the pattern. The distribution is very Western, is very coastal. And I take this as evidence of an ancient coastal migration, right? Right down to Tierra del Fuego. This is a very interesting distribution of a lineage.
The actual period of the migration will be hard to determine until there are more samples. Kemp was in Juneau during Celebration 2008 when more than 230 volunteers had their DNA tested. None had Shukaka's extremely rare pattern. Kemp says there may be a few reasons for that.
There's chance in sampling. We did collect a lot of samples, but this type is very rare. So it's possible that we just missed it, but our sample size was very adequate. Now there's another component, chance over time. So 10,000 years is a very, very long time. I don't know that anybody has recorded continuity and genetic continuity over 10,000 years, because every generation, there's a chance, say, that the woman carrying that type has all sons. The irony is the man that died in the cave couldn't have passed on his genetic type because he's male. He had to have had a sister. If he didn't have a sister, then that type wouldn't be passed on. That's a possibility. 10,000 years offers a lot of chance to happen.
Kemp says that does not rule out any undiscovered relationships between Shukaka and present-day Southeast Alaska natives.